you'll hear five teenagers talking about school trips to different museums. The questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H, the opinion each speaker expresses. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Our class went on a trip to the Science Museum last week. We go there quite regularly, actually. This time I'd been studying engines, and the museum's got a huge hall devoted to them. When we first arrived, they showed us a DVD about the history of engines, and then we had to fill in a worksheet. There are lots of other things to see at that museum, but we didn't have time for anything else. The teacher said we'll be heading back there before too long, as there's a special exhibition about space exploration on there soon. I'm really looking forward to that.
Speaker 2.
I'd never been to the National Museum before I went with school last month as part of our history work on the 18th century. It was great, and I'd love to go back there on my own at some point. I'd like to look at a famous sculpture of a ballet dancer that belongs to the museum. I was disappointed to find it was on loan to a museum in France when we went there. We spent ages in school preparing for the trip. We watched a great DVD and read quite a lot about all the exhibits in the museum, and that really helped us to make the most of the trip.
Speaker 3.
Our art teacher loves taking us on trips to galleries and museums. They're usually pretty good. On our last trip, we went to a gallery specialising in African art. We got to try lots of hands-on stuff, which was fun. One of the people who run the gallery used to work as a teacher, and she's got lots of really imaginative ideas for things that classes can do there. We did a brilliant treasure hunt game. Usually we do much more preparation before going on a trip than we did this time, but it didn't matter. Sometimes I think it's better to go round a museum on your own rather than with a group, but even so, I enjoyed this particular trip.
Speaker 4.
I almost always enjoy our school trips, and the one we did last Monday was no exception. We went to a place called the Museum of Childhood, and it was really interesting. A member of the museum staff took us round and told us lots of really fascinating things about the various exhibits, and we watched quite an interesting DVD about how kids used to live. It's a small museum, so we were able to see more or less everything properly. Much better than going to a bigger place like the National Museum. That's where we went last time, and it was frustrating because we had to choose between seeing everything quickly or looking at a few things in a more thorough way.
Speaker 5.
I usually prefer to go round a museum alone or with just one friend. When you go with your class, you have to stay together, and sometimes the staff make you stay too long round just one display, and sometimes they don't give you enough time. And this time when we went to the History Museum, we had to stay in just one hall, the one with lots of stuff in it about the 19th century. I can't say it was my favourite school trip. They showed us an interesting DVD when we arrived, but it all went downhill after that. And the teacher says we might be going back again soon.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Our class went on a trip to the Science Museum last week. We go there quite regularly, actually. This time I'd been studying engines, and the museum's got a huge hall devoted to them. When we first arrived, they showed us a DVD about the history of engines, and then we had to fill in a worksheet. There are lots of other things to see at that museum, but we didn't have time for anything else. The teacher said we'll be heading back there before too long, as there's a special exhibition about space exploration on there soon. I'm really looking forward to that.
Speaker 2.
I'd never been to the National Museum before I went with school last month as part of our history work on the 18th century. It was great, and I'd love to go back there on my own at some point. I'd like to look at a famous sculpture of a ballet dancer that belongs to the museum. I was disappointed to find it was on loan to a museum in France when we went there. We spent ages in school preparing for the trip. We watched a great DVD and read quite a lot about all the exhibits in the museum, and that really helped us to make the most of the trip.
Speaker 3.
Our art teacher loves taking us on trips to galleries and museums. They're usually pretty good. On our last trip, we went to a gallery specialising in African art. We got to try lots of hands-on stuff, which was fun. One of the people who run the gallery used to work as a teacher, and she's got lots of really imaginative ideas for things that classes can do there. We did a brilliant treasure hunt game. Usually we do much more preparation before going on a trip than we did this time, but it didn't matter. Sometimes I think it's better to go round a museum on your own rather than with a group, but even so, I enjoyed this particular trip.
Speaker 4.
I almost always enjoy our school trips, and the one we did last Monday was no exception. We went to a place called the Museum of Childhood, and it was really interesting. A member of the museum staff took us round and told us lots of really fascinating things about the various exhibits, and we watched quite an interesting DVD about how kids used to live. It's a small museum, so we were able to see more or less everything properly. Much better than going to a bigger place like the National Museum. That's where we went last time, and it was frustrating because we had to choose between seeing everything quickly or looking at a few things in a more thorough way.
Speaker 5.
I usually prefer to go round a museum alone or with just one friend. When you go with your class, you have to stay together, and sometimes the staff make you stay too long round just one display, and sometimes they don't give you enough time. And this time when we went to the History Museum, we had to stay in just one hall, the one with lots of stuff in it about the 19th century. I can't say it was my favourite school trip. They showed us an interesting DVD when we arrived, but it all went downhill after that. And the teacher says we might be going back again soon.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.